Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities monthly podcast. Central bank policy drove markets in June. At the FOMC meeting, the Federal Reserve did not cut rates or change its balance sheet policy, but that hardly mattered. They were dovish in every other way that counts, from the statement to the dots to the press conference. Chair Powell communicated a clear path for cutting rates later this year and even leaned into a cut at the July meeting as a strong possibility. In Europe, the ECB mood was quite the same. Draghi extended forward guidance, further committing to hold policy rates steady at current levels. He struck an even more dovish tone at the ECB summit in Portugal as he signaled rates could be cut and that there was considerable room to restart its assets purchase program if the inflation or growth outlook failed to improve. Debt markets responded accordingly, with sovereign bonds rallying, investment-grade credit spreads tightening, and the U.S. dollar weakening. A key element of our current thesis in this moderate growth, low inflation environment rests on spread product outperforming sovereign debt. Within spread product, the area we believe that has the greatest opportunity for compression is emerging market debt. With slowing data in developing economies and aggressive monetary policy, emerging market debt spreads did just that. I'd like to add a little bit more on the Fed's comments on inflation. The details of the dovish message included replacing the word patient with a commitment to act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. The statement also flagged the decline in break-even inflation by saying, market-based measures of inflation compensation have declined. Powell then amplified the message from the dots in his press conference by saying that even the FOMC members with unchanged dots agreed that the case for additional accommodation has strengthened since our May meeting. This is a very notable shift from the May press conference language, where Powell dismissed low inflation as transitory. At the current meeting, he was very clear that low inflation may well be a rationale to ease policy. In terms of performance, emerging market debt was the largest contributor to performance, with Mexican, Russian, Indian, and Brazilian spreads all tighter. Long positions in those same currencies also contributed significantly as they strengthened versus the U.S. dollar. Spreads in investment grade and high yield credit added to performance as both spreads tightened. Duration and curve positioning was slightly negative as the positive effect of overall long U.S. duration was offset from short positions in European rates. So for the outlook going forward, the overarching principle of policymakers since the financial crisis has been to maintain the global recovery. The false hope that policy accommodation could be withdrawn in a reasonably benign way has been replaced by the unfortunate reality that continued assistance remains necessary. In Europe and Japan, the extraordinary monetary stimulus remains in force. China has been aggressive in increasing policy stimulus. Even in the U.S., risk management remains the driving policy imperative now that yields have normalized. Our belief is that these policy adjustments will help continue the global expansion, and the requisite positioning follows from that optimism. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. Duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So that concludes our podcast for June. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.